Thanks for listening to The Kick-Ass Life with David Wood. Stay connected on Facebook / The Kick-Ass Life, on Twitter at The Kick-Ass Life, and of course, at thekickasslife.com.
This is Andrea Owen, and you're listening to David Wood on The Kick-Ass Life Show.
Want to make your life better?
This is the Kick-Ass Life Podcast with David Wood.
Hey there, welcome to the show. And I've got a special show, I believe, today because, people out there, if you're brand new, this show is almost 300 shows that we put out with some amazing, amazing guests, some great stories, some life-changing comments. If you go on iTunes and have a look at the comments on iTunes, especially the later ones, if you go in there, you can actually select, most recent or most critical, whatever you want, right? But people have really sort of embraced this idea of a kick-ass life. And, we've called people sort of inadvertently kick-ass life practitioners, people who practice every day leading a kick-ass life. And of course, over the last 300 shows, some have become very, very close. They've got involved, they've got engaged, they've asked questions, been in touch on Facebook. And I'm very, very proud of the relationships that have been formed and just how many of you have really made this show an important part of your week. Some people listen to it every day. Some people listen to multiple shows. They listen to the same show multiple times. I've met Morgan. I know you're out there. And Morgan is 13. I met him backstage at my last keynote. His beautiful mom, Sarah, who's just an incredible mom, an incredible mentor for him. But just watching, kids who listen to the show, imagine 13 every day, plugging into this show. There are so many young people who have really plugged in and really sort of embraced this in their teens and early teens. Sophie, I know you're another one, Sophie Wallenberg. I just want to make sure you understand. I know you're listening. And I am so, so excited that my son Calvin and you are going to be at summer camp together. I just paid for his course tonight. So he's going to be at summer camp with you for 3 weeks. And that's the beauty. I mean, joined by the ether, two teenagers who met at one of my programs and have become friends. And I know it's going to be an incredible summer. So for all you teenagers out there, I just want to say thank you. Thank you for believing. Thank you for listening. Thank you for plugging in. And remember, life is an interesting journey as a young person. And I want you to sort of really get the fact that you're going to be challenged, and it's because of the challenge that life becomes interesting later on. It doesn't matter what you're going through. If you're going through something tough right now, embrace the idea that you may not notice it right now, why it's so good for you, but later on, you're going to look back and say, well, I wouldn't change it for the world. I would never go back and wish it was other than it was. So for those of you young people that are going through crap, whether it's at school or whether it's with bullies or whether it's with, just not fitting in as well or whatever it is. I know my own children, they go through this stuff. And I mean, kids are hard, man. But just stay light, guys. Stay light. And remember, don't become one of the other kids. If you're sort of struggling at the hands of kids that aren't being really open and kind, don't be one of them. Just be open and kind to everyone else. Just realize that, you can and will change the world, but don't worry about the stuff that's happening today, because trust me, I would not go back and change a thing. And I was just a complete outcast at school. I had like two mates in the whole school, and then they separated us because we were always in trouble. So even my two mates ended up not being someone I hung out with. So I was pretty much a loner. I used to get the crap kicked out of me all the time because I was a loner. Because back then in England, in the schools that we were at, it was a tough thing, man. You used to have to, it wasn't like being beaten up by one person. It was being beaten up by 12, and the boots were going in. I was awful at school. I left school at 15, no qualifications, so just hang in there, just to understand it's just a process. And I wouldn't change any of those things today. And so if it's a little tough, just know that there is gold in that toughness. There's gold in that lining. So for you guys, this is going out to Sophie, it's going out to Morgan, it's going out to the other teenagers that listen in on a regular basis. I salute you. I honor you. You know, Khalil Gibran says, our children are not our children. They are the sons and daughters of life's longing for itself. They come through us, but not from us. Anyway, and I truly believe that, you know, your job, young people, you know, this is your world and you can make it what you want. And, you know, I'm not proud of it, but this generation really mucked it up. So you got some work to do to clean it up a little bit. But just understand, life is so much fun, and the hardships are there for a reason. Randy Pausch says, you know, the obstacles aren't there to keep us out. The obstacles are there to see how badly we want it. And by the way, I'll even do another shout out. Marissa, I know you listen in sometimes, and Freddie's daughter, I just want to shout out to you as well, and Ryland, and so many people I know who do plug in, who are in their teens and just young people. So I salute you. The show is not about young people. I will do a show especially for you. On this show here, and the reason I talk about young people is because there's a movement right now of young people who are embracing the idea that they can have absolute freedom in their 20s and 30s. They can create complete financial freedom in their 20s and 30s. I'm working with a whole whack of these guys. And I mean, just incredible. And they're doing it. You know, the youngest millionaire that we would help right now is going to be 23. Imagine that, 23 and 24. And really just being able to really contribute, knowing that this isn't about just money for them. It's about making a difference in the world. But you got to be in the right vehicle. And I talk about that the whole time. And so this show is really a little look-see into a conversation I had in my room. I just finished a keynote for 3,000 people live in the room, 4,000 people who are live streaming during this. And I'll ask Casey to make this available in the show notes that we can, you can listen to my keynote. It's about my climb up Kilimanjaro, and there's some great lessons in there. But I just sat around in the room after this event. And the kick-ass life practitioners that I've got to know over the last 300 shows just sat around, and I invited them. You know, I've whispered into the mic a number of times that, you know, if you're looking for an opportunity or if you're looking for a vehicle, because most people simply lack a vehicle. And I want you to sit down and enjoy our conversation as each one of them has started to really look at life and question the way that life is for them right now and start doing something about it and really start building that idea of financial freedom, emotional freedom, spiritual freedom, so that we can really, really truly live a magnificent life and contribute at the highest levels. And again, this charge is being led by so many young people who don't have all that nonsense in their heads. But before we go to that show, I'm just going to play a little song. This is a little Billy Joel. I know you young people are saying, what are you playing? This is old stuff. But guess what? It's my show. Listen up. Miracle Mile. Nowadays you can't be too sentimental. Your best bet's true, baby, blue continental. Hot funk, cool punk. Even if it's old junk, it's still rock and roll to me. Yeah, guys, you don't even know what pink sidewinders are and orange pants. Get over it. They'll be back, though. Don't worry. When you're older, you're going to be wearing that stuff again. It all comes back. There's no new fashion. You guys think there is. You know, my sons are always saying to me, oh, that dad, that was so yesterday. Really? Really? We've been there. Don't worry, kids. Anyway, sit back and enjoy our little chat with some kick-ass life practitioners that said yes. And if, by the way, I'm looking for 10 people to work with, if you want to change your life and you want to be mentored, if you want to still really be serious about creating financial freedom for your family, for you, I'm not looking for any tire kickers. I'm looking for people that will look me in the eye and say, listen, I'm in. I'm in with both feet. I'll help you out. Listen in. So, hi, everyone. Welcome to the show. We are recording live from, where are we?
We're at the Gaylord Resort in Dallas, Texas.
There you go. Sitting around a little circle. We've just finished an event with 3,000 people.
And what I love about this particular show is that around this table are people that I met through the show. These are people, kick-ass life practitioners.
Woo!
So I'm going to get them to introduce themselves. So right here is...
Karen Foody from Cochrane, Alberta.
Cochrane, Alberta. How long have you been listening to the show, Karen?
I think close to 2 years now.
What?
Yes.
2 years?
Yeah.
Has it been on 2 years?
What is that?
Has it been on for 2 years?
Yeah, I think it's like 300 shows now, right?
Yeah.
300
yeah.
shows. So, and how did you find it? How did you find the show?
So when we moved out to Ghost Lake Village, which was 2 years ago, I was looking for a podcast to listen to while I drive to work. And came across the Kick-Ass Life, and it's been great.
And here you are.
Yeah.
All right. And?
Albert Riddle from Orlando, Florida.
Albert, now how long have you been listening to the show?
That's probably been about 8 months.
8 months? How'd you find it?
You know, I was looking for a personal growth and development podcast, so I did a search on iTunes, and I think you were number one on the list. So I said, yeah, let's listen to it, check it out, and... turned it on. The first thing I heard was some goofy guy trying to do an Irish accent.
And
I was like, what is this? And then Jen came on and I said, well, that's better. That's better. I like this.
This guy's so suave. Yeah. So, yeah, awesome. And that's 8 months ago.
Yes.
Awesome. And introduce yourself.
Kevin Foody, and I've been listening to it as long as my wife has told me I have to listen to
yeah.
it. Because I really need personal development.
He only listened to one show.
Yeah. No. One in a row.
So Kevin and Karen are together. So how many years have you been married?
20.
Oh, don't ask the guy. Karen, how long have you been married?
We've been married 28 years.
Wow. We should give them a round of applause for that.
You're here.
All right. And who's that over there?
Oh, this is Jen Newman from Kelowna, British Columbia.
Jen Newman from Kelowna, British Columbia. How's it feel for you, Jen, having these people that have we've got to become really close with from the show?
Yeah, I love it. My family's growing faster and faster every day.
You want to say hi?
Sure. Now?
Yeah.
I'm Heidi Davis from Lompoc, California. It's in Santa Barbara County. And I've been listening to your podcast for only a few months because that's when I was made aware of them.
That you met it through your how did you hear about it?
When University in Action.
Oh, okay, awesome. Great.
Yeah,
great.
Found out about it then.
But your goddaughter listens.
My Chelsea and San, shout out.
Little shout out.
Shout out. They listen faithfully and have been for probably over a year now.
Yeah.
I'm sure they've been. So, yeah.
Awesome. And then who's this?
This is Richard Wienus. I'm from a hotel room somewhere in North America.
he's the guy that manages all my events and the logistics master. So we don't let him go home. We just keep him on the road.
That's it.
Amazing.
No, I've known and loved David Woods for 10 years,
wow.
long before the podcast started.
Yes. All right, you can have a raise. And you listen to the show?
Yes, I do.
Yeah. Awesome. So, I mean, I thought what we'd do is I want to sort of explore the idea that from the show, we talk about all these different concepts. I've often sort of whispered into the mic a few times, if you're interested in finding out vehicles that can, you know, you can create freedom from, or you want to, you know, get out of your J-O-B or... you know, create your own global business. And
additional stream.
Exactly. And each one of you have sort of contacted me. And now, I just want to talk about that, Karen. How long ago did we first start talking from the show? I mean, you Facebooked me and we started chatting.
Yeah, that was April 2013.
April.
Mm-hmm.
And when I introduced it to you, because obviously everyone knows on the show that I'm very, very passionate about network marketing. You just had an event here with 3,000 people. We had 4,000 people listening live stream, so that's 7,000 people, really.
Wow.
What was this journey like? Had you ever heard of network marketing before?
No, I had no idea.
And what was initially, were you like, ew? Or were you like, wow?
Yeah, no, absolutely. You're a little bit scared and you don't really know. And, you know, there's a little bit of history that you would hear, you know, about other network marketing companies, but I really didn't know that much about them or how they worked, etc. And then when you get into this, and I just jumped. I just said yes.
What made you jump, though? That's why I'm fascinated. Oh.
You. right? I had listened to you for a long time, and I trusted you. And
so the trust was there.
So when I was on the phone with you, I remember just being so nervous, right? Going, oh, my God, I'm actually talking to David Wood because you're a celebrity. And
well, my kids don't think that.
Yeah. Well, I don't think it anymore.
No, I'm not exactly that. good, because I'm not. Yeah,
a recovering celebrity.
Yeah, recovering celebrity.
Yeah, and you and I spoke to you and Jen and didn't even really know what the company was, etc. And you just...
But what was it? What was the thing? You talk about your profession, because, I mean, obviously you have a great profession.
Yeah, I have a really good job, and I love my job. I manage 4 different cardiac units, and I'm a nurse, and just completed my master's degree. And I do want to move forward in the company that I work for. But you talk a lot about residual income, and I think residual income is very important. And not only do you get residual income, but you grow as a person through this company.
So there's something you heard, and then obviously as we started this conversation, Jen really sort of worked with you as well,
yeah.
Introducing you to the concept. Yeah, and a company. What's the journey been like? You say 8 months,
mm-hmm.
right? How's it been? I mean, how are you feeling now about it?
Well, you peaks and valleys. And, you know, first you jump in and you're 100%, you're happy. And then you speak to a few people and they're very skeptical. And then you start taking that on a little bit. And you really have to go, okay, why am I doing this? Well, I'm getting healthier. I am starting to make some residual income. I am meeting people. And you are growing as a person. So it's these peaks and valleys. But what happens at events like this is it just gets that belief level up, and you just go, yeah, I'm 100%.
So look at the vision right now. What is the vision? If you had to cast vision, your vision from this last 8 months, and especially coming out of a really major event where you've really met the owners, you see the company, you see the possibility. You know, what's your thoughts now around the future with this?
I know that I'm going to be at more events. I know that I'm going to be a leader within the company. I see that. Made a lot of friends, and they're going to be lifelong friends. I went to the event in Belize, the Mind, Body, and Soul, in July. And last night we had a little bit of a reunion, and they're like family. You just go, wow, you just feel comfortable.
Awesome. Yeah. And what's great about you is you really love your job, right? You love what you do.
Yeah.
I mean, you save lives all the time. But now this idea that you can now create this sort of residual income to do. And with that residual income, what's some of the things you want? I mean, when you look at the dreams in your life now that have opened up because of this new possibility, what would be different, do you think, in the future?
Travel.
Yeah.
More travel. Helping. We have 4 kids, so, you know, helping them. I'm sure we're going to have to pay for 4 weddings.
Hey, Kevin, we're getting married. You know, I mean, if you're going to be spotting a few weddings.
You know, we've helped 2 kids go through college or university. We have 2 more to go through . But just looking at our lives and going, this is exciting. Our kids are older now, and we can now do what we want to do. And
awesome.
That's travel and have fun.
Now, often there's a, you know, getting 2 spouses to find something they can work together, and mm-hmm. especially when they're both busy. I mean, you have a huge responsibility running 4 cardiac units. Kevin, you own a very successful landscaping company. What was the journey like for you? Because this wasn't your dream initially, it was Karen's. But how's this journey been for you when you first started when Karen started talking about, oh yeah, we got this other thing in your busy life? What were you thinking?
Well, typical husband, I wasn't listening. And then the first paycheck rolled in, and I went, what are you doing? No, that's not true. I did listen right away and supported her right away with it. But you're right, it wasn't my vision. It was hers, and I was looking forward to her having success and felt positive that she would, just based on everything else she does in her life. If she grabs a hold of it and takes it by the horns, she will win at it, or she will be successful at it. So the process has been slower for me as I'm starting to see the dream that she has, and getting more and more involved in the dream that she has, and seeing things that we will be able to do soon. And this whole group that you're involved with is, you know, they're very good at charities and helping people. Yesterday we gave
$26,000
to make a wish. So four more wishes are going to be granted out of that, and we, you know, that's
awesome.
Fantastic, right? And
that's awesome.
You know, next year we'll be able to take one of those wishes and do it on our own.
Yeah.
And what a great, you know, what a great thing that is to do. So there's so many that, and that's what I'm seeing with this is all the things you can do that, and we do our fair share of it now. We're thankful for what we have, so we do give back, but. Wouldn't that be cool to just walk in and say, or the other couple, what they get, $50,000.
Yeah,
so, you know, wouldn't that be cool to be able to do that? So, so starting to see all that now is kind of
Being a conventional business owner, I mean, obviously most people in successful jobs or, you know, successful businesses don't have a lot of time freedom. Is there anything about the sort of the time freedom aspect or freedom in general? I mean, I love the idea of freedom. Freedom to choose, freedom to do whatever I want, to go wherever I want, whenever I want. How is it being a conventional business owner? What's the sort of peaks and valleys of what you're doing currently?
Yeah, that's one of the things that you look at with this this convention alone today. I can also carry that back with me for my current business too. Some of the things that are being said there are going to help me tremendously with my own business to grow it and move forward with it. But it, you know, it also points out some of the areas that may or may not be the residual income from this. It may be a for sale thing when I turn to retirement age, and then whatever that number is, I get that, and when it's gone, so to speak, right? Whereas this business is something you need, and especially as a business owner, I think most people when they start do not create a pension plan that's very lucrative for them. So you spend
every business owner who's listening right now says, "What's a pension plan?"
Exactly. Yeah. So this gives you that, and it does give you that freedom. I also enjoy doing what I'm doing. I'm very fortunate that way. But you know, another revenue stream you're always looking at for as an entrepreneurial spirit, and if it's an easier route to take than the one I'm on, then why wouldn't I take it?
Awesome. Yeah. Hey, Albert, I mean, you're another entrepreneur. You're,
yes.
Just talk a little bit about what you do and sort of you're very successful, but the sort of the conventional business role, I want to sort of explore that because I think so many business owners are listening to the show. And, you know, the idea of time freedom, the idea of getting paid what you're worth. I mean, many, many business owners don't even pay themselves. They're the last to get paid or, you know, it's kind of like they don't have even the habit of cutting themselves a check very early on. Can we talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, you know, I'm a landscape architect. I design gardens and pretty much anything that's outdoors. I draw and cast a vision. But from a business standpoint, you know, I didn't take one business class as a landscape architecture student. They teach you how to design, they teach you how to be creative. But as I've grown my business over the years, conventional business, there's so much ego wrapped up in it. A lot of times we define ourselves by what we've accomplished, what we've done, what we've built. And you learn that you need to really understand the structures of business, and you've got to be disciplined about bookkeeping, accounting, administration, and it's a lot to do. Well, the thing is, I'm not gifted in administration, bookkeeping, and those other elements. So that means I need to hire other people, and then now there's a structure and there's a responsibility level, and that becomes extremely stressful because now you feel responsible for other people's lives and livelihoods. What I've noticed in this, and the brilliance of this, is I don't have to do that work, the back office work, the administration work, the clerical stuff. So this company does that for me, and they do a much better job. And that's one of the things that I'm seeing as I get more into this, like, you know, this conference. These people are extremely talented at what they do. It's not just the people on the bus. It's the right people in the right seats on the right bus. You know what I mean? And it's really moving quickly. And I step back as a business person and I admire that. I look at that with awe and say, I would like to be part of that. That's going in the right direction. Whereas in my business, if I'm weak at something, you know, that slows me down. Mm. You know, and then hiring somebody they might not be very good at. So there's a lot of headache and it takes time to weed through all that stuff. I see this as a way to skip a lot of that, a lot of those mistakes.
Sure.
You know what I mean? And yeah. and just kind of get on the fast track.
You have five kids, right?
We have five children, yes. Beautiful children.
Yeah, exactly. The idea of somebody listening who has, you know, kids at home,
yes,
they own a business, and suddenly thinking about taking something else on. That's where a lot of people get stuck.
Sure.
Because they dabble in the industry where,
absolutely,
you know, you've met or you've seen, I mean, you witnessed this weekend hundreds and hundreds of people. I mean, thousands in the room, but hundreds,
sure,
of people who have been through this journey, whether it took them 3 years, 5 years. I mean, some people were extraordinary and did it in 12 months,
right,
typically based on their networks and based on their personality and what kind of personal growth they've already done in their lives.
Right.
What did you witness with the people, the stories, you know, what sort of came up for you? What was going over in your mind as you watched all that?
You know, one of the things is I connected with almost all of them on a deep personal level. You know, in business, oftentimes there's a arm's length distance. You know, you keep things kind of professional. I mean, when I saw those people up on the stage sharing their stories, I mean, it was moving, you know, and inspirational. And, you know, I saw people who were being vulnerable and sharing the struggles that they had, I mean, in their heart and their mind and their lives, finances, and how they were able to focus and push and get through that. And it's just amazing, really. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is it? I mean, when you look at the income potential, when there is no limits, you know, with you, there's a limit because there's,
sure,
only you.
Yeah.
And unless you keep growing your business and you have more, and you've already tried that, you told me that,
yep,
trying to replace you,
yep,
because you have a talent,
right,
and you have an eye and you have a skill,
yes,
finding somebody else who can do what you do in your business. Same with you, Kevin, right? Mm. Somebody else who can run your business the way you run it with that sort of key to detail.
Yeah.
This idea that there's people out there, I mean, we saw 25-year-olds. I mean, our youngest millionaire is going to be 23. Yeah. I mean, that is a crazy thing.
Oh, impressive. Very impressive.
The idea that there is absolutely zero limit. There's no ceiling on their income. I keep saying this on the show, my wealth can only grow to the extent I grow myself.
Yeah.
Can you just talk a little bit about that whole, the income potential that you see right now with the amount of work you've already put into your other business?
Mm-hmm.
What do you see happening? What do you see the vision of the future for you?
Well, I can tell you right now, you know, Kevin and I probably have this in common. You know, I started my business, I'm a landscape architect, but I started with a truck and a shovel. And I spent years, you know, digging holes to build something that I believed in. And if I were to put that same focus and effort that I put into my business into this model,
yeah,
I mean, it's, I don't want to say easy, but there's a better way. This, yeah, is a much better model.
It's simple. It's not easy.
It's simple, yeah.
Yeah.
And the power of training, too, that's the other thing I've noticed. The training is so critical. I didn't get that in school, you know what I mean? But in this industry, the training is just everywhere. People want to train.
Whether people are financially linked to you or not.
Correct.
They're teaching everything they know, right?
There's so much generosity.
Can you imagine your landscape architect competition phoning you and saying, hey, listen, I got this thing I'm doing which is so successful. It's making me so much money. You want me to show you what it is?
No. Architects in general, let me tell you. Business people, you know, maybe, but architects in general tend to be pretty egotistical. There's
right.
a lot of ego there. And what's mine is mine, and I don't want anybody else to, you know, get in on my turf.
Sure.
So it's just the reality of it. So,
right.
Yeah, for me, it's a huge paradigm shift to see a business that works where people are giving to one another and linking arms with one another. It's inspiring.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. So you, talking to you three, this is really, I mean, you've come in really with a business focus.
Sure.
So you didn't come in through the product door per se. You came in to seriously look at a business model. You have five kids,
yes,
to create financial freedom.
Yes.
Karen, you came in initially more of a product focus and turn to a business focus.
That's right.
And now you're seriously understanding that you can create complete freedom for yourself and do everything you love, right?
Right.
That's coming there.
Yeah.
Heidi, I want to bring you in a little bit because you really came in for the business thing is just emerging in your mind.
Yes.
But initially it was just a product thing. Talk a little bit about, from a product user point of view, what attracted you to trying products like these and putting them in your body? What happened for you?
Well, I had seen transformation on two people that I love very much. My goddaughter, Chelsea. Another shout out,
another shout out for Chelsea. Woo! We love Chelsea.
And, of course, her handsome husband, Sand.
Well, we miss you, Sand.
He's not that handsome.
Okay, he's not that
handsome. Yes, he is.
All right, he's pretty.
So this stunning couple, I'd watched them from afar, and I just, like, one day I just picked up the phone and I said, baby, what are you doing? I want in. I want a piece of it, because I wanted to feel better. I was at a point in my life where I had no energy, and I just was uncomfortable in my body, and I knew I could get better, and what was it? And, you know, I went in on it. So she's like, okay, and signed me up, and then I was like, ooh, I like this stuff. So, but then later on, I start realizing, well, gosh, you know, my kids are gone, empty nester now, and my husband would love for me to participate financially, especially if I could retire him. Huh,
what's
baby?
What's your husband do?
He's a general surgeon.
Yeah.
And although we do well.
So he's busy.
He's busy.
Yeah.
He's busy, and he works hard. And we've had some moves. We moved from Wisconsin. Go Packers! It'll be a better season next year.
It can't be worse.
Yeah, it could be worse. It's going to be better. Anyway, we in switching businesses, you know, a lot of our money has been set up in different places. So we do need a retirement plan. We do need more in our life for that next phase we're cruising into. And there is a wedding this summer, and, you know, things happen,
yeah.
And the philanthropy aspect of it all, I'd love to do go places and help. And my husband's been to Haiti. It'd be great. We could go on another trip to Haiti. And
oh, he's gone over there and done
He's gone to Haiti and done medical work. Yes,
yeah,
he has,
yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
And
awesome.
That was a very passionate thing for him, and he was, oh, I wish you could go, and I would love to be able to do things like that. So,
but what watching your sort of journey in the, because, you know, what I love and the reason why I'm so passionate about this industry and totally in love with it, is the idea that it's the only vehicle I've ever seen that grows people. And as they grow, their income grows. And whether they want to or not, they don't have to even grow their income. They can just be a part of it. There's a lot of people who have been around for years and years and years and never really started building their business.
Mm-hmm.
But they still are a part. They're still family. There's still this connection, this culture.
It is, yep.
Talk a little bit about, even for you right now, because I see a shift in you. I see this sort of shift in how you think.
Uh-huh.
And what's that shift been, even in the short, I mean, how long has it been? 6 months, 3 months, 5 months?
Yeah, five months, started last August. And
but you've been to what, two major events?
I have.
Two major events.
I was 8 days into the program and went to Celebration.
Right.
I was just like, whoa, these people
and that was
are
eight,
awesome.
8,000 nutty,
mm-hmm.
happy people. People who look at this say, well, why are
right.
they so happy?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, as if it's a disease. Happy is a disease. Oh, yeah. They're happy.
And they look beautiful. They're healthy. People come in and they feel good on the inside, so they look good on the outside. They,
vibrant.
You know,
vibrant, yeah.
They're vibrant. It's a very vibrant family. Yeah. Exactly.
Let's talk about a little bit about that journey in your mind, sort of how this shift is going on for you from
mm-hmm.
when you first stepped in. How are you thinking about you how, even contributing to with your husband financially?
Mm-hmm.
And what's going on now? Because, I see this real shift in your eyes.
Well, it's just time to go home and learn to work the business. I have a background in education, so I don't know much about sales. So it's time to get on the learning bandwagon and figure it all out. And just start contacting people and letting them know that if they want to get on this bandwagon, that it's going to move forward, that they can be part of, like, we can do it together, and they can feel better and do things more themselves too, if this is what they want. So,
and again, because you're brand, you're sort of quite new. One of the things that I always, people mix up the idea of selling. So many people say, oh, I can't sell, but what even the exercises we were doing just a minute ago, the idea that really when we're connecting with people, if we can, they say an entrepreneur's job is to solve people's problems for a profit. And so the way I look at it is if we have a solution for someone's problem, whatever it is. It could be a health problem, it could be a financial problem. And when we can match those two things up, then we have a level of contribution we feel. We feel a life of purpose. And I mean, when you looked around that room, I like this feedback from all of you. When you saw, I mean, 3,000 people, but the people you witnessed, this idea of how they're living, how they're showing up, how they're walking around in their bodies, the way they focus on helping each other, I find it extraordinary, but what's your feedback first? Let's start with you and we'll go around and talk a little bit about that experience.
Oh, definitely extraordinary. People show up, they're dancing on their feet, there's just, it's electric. It's electrifying. Everybody's ready to help each other and to just make the world a better place, make it easier.
Mm.
You know, one of the things that I noticed was in this industry, there are people who have really hit some extremely high numbers and what would you call it? Influence income. And income and status or, you know, and...
give an example of what you... give a number so people understand. It's high maybe for one person.
Dave MacArthur.
How much do you make? You mean $100,000 a month? You mean that?
Something like that. Yeah, millions a year, and you know, he gives me a hug. He comes up, talks to me, smiles to me. You know, he's not pushing me away. He's very generous with his advice. He wants to know who I am. You know, and that's pretty cool. You know, I've met several people here.
By the way, we should give a shameless plug for him. He has a show called Mechanic to Millionaire.
Yeah.
And he really is a millionaire, and he's an amazing, amazing human being, right?
Yeah, very, very great person. But he was very generous and kind to me, as well as several other people. So, you know, you see these top tier, I guess you'd say, people, and they're just people reaching out. You know, I met, was it Dave Hedges?
Michael.
Michael Hedges, yeah. And, you know, I've seen his picture everywhere and, you know, heard a lot about him.
They build this business of 8 kids at home.
Yeah, that's amazing.
8 kids at home.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
And he's in Seattle or Spokane. And so, you know, I run into him in the lobby and he comes up. And he's like, call me anytime. Whatever you need, I'm here for you. And he smiles and he's generous. And I can't remember who the other lady was, but that you introduced me to, and she came over and gave me a big hug, and it's just like, wow, you know, this is amazing. It really is incredible. And you can sense their authenticity. They mean it.
Sure. And these people, of course, they've struggled through the peaks and valleys. I mean, Michael, I mean, 8 kids at home. Yeah. Cindy, his wife, is she was teaching Pilates, and, you know, so she had, like, classes all day long. They called it the village at home. But he was a sales rep out on the road the whole time. And the only way they could provide for all these kids was for him to work even harder. So he never saw his family.
Wow.
And Cindy retired him. She says she built the business in the pockets of her life and then retired Michael from his job. And you see how happy he looks, right?
Yeah.
And this guy's like floating around.
Yes.
And now they have this building a dynasty. I mean, these guys are already millionaires. But, you know, to be in such a struggle. And this is a story which a lot of people don't know. Those 8 kids, they don't have any children of their own. They adopted all of those 8 children. Her sister was in trouble, and they took the whole family on and raised them.
Wow.
It's a pretty extraordinary
story. I did not know that.
I know. That makes it even more like, oh, my goodness, right?
Wow.
Anyway, what about you? Talk a little bit about, and I'm going to come over to you in a second here, but, you know, talk a little bit about that, how people are. You know, because you've been around a bit longer, and you've met a lot of great people.
Yes.
Well, what's it like? I mean, what are these multimillionaires and millionaires and people who are just starting out and people who aren't making money? I mean, what's the experience like?
The first thing is what I find is even though they're very successful and they have made a lot of money, they still give back. You know, you talk about Dave MacArthur.
Yeah.
On a Sunday afternoon, I interviewed him for one of our calls. And here's this busy man who gave us an hour and a half or whatever that was.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I think of these people, it's giving back. Peta Kelly ran into her.
She was on the show a few weeks ago from Perth, Australia.
Yeah. So
25.
I know. And so I ran into her last night when we were at the Belize reunion and had a little chat with her. And people just give you their time and they give you their advice. And here it is. This is how you do it. And there's no hierarchy.
Yeah.
In this business, not like a lot of other businesses.
Talk about Peta Kelly, though. Is it extraordinary to see a 25-year-old woman who was making $500 a week in her academic like you,
right?
Yeah. $500 a week working for a university, and now she, you know, her biggest month today is $40,000 in a month. and she's only really been working a year. So she's a rocket ship. I would say everyone gets to choose the speed. I'm guessing there's a couple of people at this table that really want to knock it into a gear right now and go quite fast. But how does that feel to watch a young woman up there and be such an inspiration?
She is. And all I kept thinking with us having four kids, I wish my four kids were here to watch this, to see what somebody can do that's 25 years old. And that's the age range that they're in. And we, Kevin and I were actually talking about that. We're going, Celebration is in San Diego in August, and we really want to bring our kids.
Yeah. That'd be awesome.
Yeah.
I've already told my kids they're coming.
Yeah.
Before Richard's got to run, so I know we're gonna wrap this up in a second. But Richard, let's go over to you. You're you're my logistics supervisor. So you travel around the world. You talk about 10 years now. We've been working together, but we go to event to event. I mean, my personal event that I run, and obviously at this event I was keynoting, so I did a small part of the event. Talk a little bit about your journey's been different. In other words, you've been around the industry. You really haven't started building yet, but you've been like this piece of glue and that holds people together. You give of your time and you service all the time. Mm-hmm. And you sort of were sharing a little bit earlier that you're sort of now ready to start doing it for yourself. You've been helping other people. What's your experience been like in this industry? Let's talk about the network marketing industry. You've been around what, 6 years now?
Just about seven in February of this year. But I started Isagenix, and I started this program simply because for the health benefit, and I was really quite anti to network marketing at the time. It was almost 2.5 years before I even looked at any of the business opportunity, but because of the health benefits that I received, I had people asking me about it. I had friends wondering if I was sick or how did I get so healthy or how did I lose the weight that I lost and all the
things. And it's pretty extraordinary. Have you guys seen his before and after pictures?
He showed it to me this morning.
Is it extraordinary?
Unbelievable.
It's unbelievable. It looks like two different human beings, right? Oh. And he looked incredibly unhealthy in his before picture, yeah.
But in any case, I did attend an event just like this. It showed me the opportunity, and I have begun to share the opportunity with those people. Those that are interested, I am ready to work with.
But you've generated a residual income that makes a difference in your life, right?
Absolutely.
And when I look at that, I mean, and it's kind of the range. We got Heidi, who's just thinking about the business. Mm-hmm. You've got you, who've been around a long time, and it's not. But you've been serving a lot of people and really haven't started building yet because you're comfortable. You're retired, you have pensions, you have income properties. You know, so it's not like you need the money, but this money has made a difference, right? Even though it's not a substantial amount of money. Because I don't want to have the call, everyone thinking that we're talking millions and hundreds of thousands. I mean, there's a lot of people making an extra $300, $500, $1,000, $2,000 a month. That makes an extraordinary difference, right?
And the $300, $500 has made a big difference to me every month. And it's allowed me to take some dreams that I didn't even believe that I could have 5 or 6 years ago and begin to consider doing some things, some service things and some personal things that are now going to happen soon for me.
All right. You guys can, I know you've got to go to an 80-minute massage. So we're just saying goodbye to Karen and Kevin right here. But we're going to wrap up the show. Okay, I know, but I want you to just talk for a second. So, do you want to hug them first?
Yes, I do.
All right. Yeah. All right. See you guys. Enjoy your massage. We leave tomorrow. Okay, we're still recording, so don't worry. This will stay in. All right. We're only going to be about another 3 minutes, so.
So glad we got a chance.
Hey, good to see you again.
Yeah.
That's a big hug and kiss there.
Yeah.
So, Jen, just to wrap it up, I want to talk to you a little bit, because you've got someone who spent 2.5 years dabbling. Not really dabbling, but you were a product focused person. You really didn't think about building a business. You know, RMT, we've talked about this before. But when you look at your income now, a six figure income earner, as a registered massage therapist, I mean, the maximum you could make, I mean, if you could make $100,000 a year.
That was the max.
But then you were busting your body 8-9 hours a day, mm-hmm. Massaging.
It took me 3 years to get there.
3 years together. But does it feel like right now to sort of be making, I mean, really have surpassed your income, be able to retire, and now knowing that there's no limit to what you're able to make, and you've stepped into a leadership role? What's this journey been like for you? Because it's been quite a long journey before you kicked it in, before you even started deciding that you could do this.
Before I believed in it and that I believed I could do it and decided to do it. Those were sort of the first initial steps, and it took a while to get there. But now, you know, this weekend to be recognized for making six figures, and I've pretty much, that was the ceiling on what I could make previously in my job. And now with this opportunity, this feels like the first step. This is just the beginning. This is just where it starts. And
well, remember, your income is far greater than six figures in the sense, I mean, so it's not like you just hit 100,000 a year. I mean, you've gone past that quite considerably. So that's pretty amazing already, right?
Absolutely. Right. Considering I only decided 12 months ago that I was going to make this a full-time business for myself and focus all of my time on it. But the part I love about it the most is that it's not just me. It's what's getting me up every morning is the contribution. And I really have, you know, this New Year's, I did a meditation that I shared with the show. And when I did that meditation, when I started the meditation, I was thinking about, okay, where do I want my income to be in the next 12 months? What do I want to be making? What's my life going to look like? At the beginning of the meditation, that's what was going through my mind. By the end of it, I started thinking more about, who am I going to help to change their income? Who do I want to see on the stage at our big events? And that's when I started to get emotional and I started to cry. And I knew that that's more why I want to do this. It's more about helping others succeed. And the more I can do that, the more I will succeed. So my focus really shifted from me to everyone in our team, everyone that's going to come into our team.
Sure. I want to just tell people, we're launching a new show called Amplified Network Marketing. Amplified Network Marketing. You can go to amplifiednetworkmarketing.com if you, the website isn't up yet, but that's going to actually take you to a page where I've actually created 12 videos, short videos, 2 minutes to 4 minutes long. If you want to watch those videos, you can have a, and there's pretty, they're just simple concepts on, but it, on really never being able to quit on what your dreams and goals are. Things to sort of consider. You may have heard me talk about them on the show, but at least you'll be able to sort of see them on video. As we wrap it up, Albert, I want to sort of come back to you and just say, you know, as someone who's new stepping in, you've sort of come from the show, you know, you've got this idea of a kick-ass like practitioner. Now you're here, you're sitting here in this hotel room, you know, you're in this room and, you know, watching the kind of work that I do for a living. What is it you want to tell people about the possibility of these messages? Because a lot of people listen and they're busy, they're driving to work, and it's having an impact, but there's not really made the decision yet to say, you know what, I am going to lead a kick-ass life. I am going to cross the line. I'm going to make a decision today to, whether it's through this vehicle or not. I'm not saying people have to do this vehicle, but that decision process like you've made, is it worth it? What's going on? I want you to sort of wrap up the call, so I'm going to hand it over to you.
I'm going to say it's a big question, but as you're describing that, what I'm thinking of is the word decision is huge. It's a mindset. It all starts in your mind. What I was hearing you teach through the show, I chose to listen to it, apply it, and do it. I made the decision to move forward with my life and to get out of my comfort zone, to break the routine and do something different. And it has made all the difference. I feel more alive today. I feel more genuine, more authentic, more real. I love people more. I made the decision to do that.
Awesome.
Thank you, David.
Thank you. Heidi, that thing about, I was going to leave it there, but I just want to make sure, I want to honor both of you. How do you feel differently? Have there been choices and changes in you? And if so, what is that? Is there an articulation of that you can use?
I guess it's passion and just ready. Mark set, go.
Awesome. Yeah. And Ricardo?
Time to be here.
Well, I just realized that I have everything I need to be successful in what I'm doing, and it's just a matter of taking action here.
All right, you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, so we know what to say. We're wrapping up the show. We'll what? We'll
see you on the other side.
So amazing, amazing, amazing. I really I love the idea that that, you know, somebody can be listening to something and be touched by it and then suddenly do something about it, right? It's just do something about it and just be curious enough to have a look and then be courageous enough to take a step. And so I salute each one of you. Albert, I know you listen to the show all the time, and Karen, Heidi, Richard, and Kevin, and Jen, just the fact that you have the courage to really sort of just embrace an opportunity that can truly create not just financial freedom, but it's that rich friendships. It's people who are linking arms with people. And then kids, I mean, not kids, but young teenagers. Hey, you guys again, listen up. You know, those guys out there that are real, excuse the expression, but dicks, don't worry, they'll be working for you one day. You know, and that's really the way it is, you know, because, you know, just stay light, stay open-hearted, understand that the world is your lobster and whatever you want, you can have. And it's just at the very tip of your fingertips, but don't give in to the nonsense. Don't buy into the story. Write your own story. And here's a band that wrote their own story. I'm playing this stuff for the young kids just to piss them off a bit because they don't like this stuff. Listen up. Just because you think we're old and fuddy-duddy, you young people, guess what? That's right. We used to party. We still do. Well, I do. Some of your parents, yeah, I know. They got a bit old and stuffy. Don't worry. They'll get over it. But listen, guys, you know, I'm so proud of you. I'm proud of you. Those young people that are listening in right now, I am so proud of you because I'm telling you, the future belongs to you. And we salute you. I salute you. And don't take any crap from anyone, all right? But don't... There's two things you can do. You know, I say this to my kids all the time, right? The idea that, you know, when someone does something to you, I always feel they win if they defeat you internally. And I'm not talking about fighting here. I'm talking about, like, it's like water off a duck's back. It's like when crap comes at you, when someone's being nasty, when someone's being mean, that says more about them than you. That's all their shit coming out on you. And excuse my expression. I know moms and dads, you don't want your kids hearing this stuff, but guess what? They do. But the idea is that's a projection about who they are, not who you are. All right. So if anyone's pouring, I always like to think of it as puking poison on you, right? Just don't eat it. Don't eat it, kids. Don't put up with it. Don't let it affect you. Just glide through life and just realize when people are being mean or nasty, it says more about them than you. Just stay on the track, link arms with other great young people. And you know what? And claim your rightful place at the head of the table because it's there waiting for you. All right. And this world needs leaders right now. And it's a choice. No one ever told me when I was your age that I could be rich. No one ever told me I could have whatever I want, that I could design the life of my dreams. So I'm telling you, you can be rich. You can be extremely happy. You can have whatever you want. You can design your life and have a life by design. It's your choice, all right? And some of us have, you know, grown up in a world where our parents don't believe that themselves yet. So you're going to have to believe it for them because maybe they're not there yet, but you can be there if you're listening to this, all right? So I salute you young people. Those of you that are interested in linking arms and looking at a new way of doing this, a new opportunity and becoming close to us and our family, again, I'm looking for 10 right now. To help you do that, get in touch with me. And again, only do it if you're serious. If you've got a head full of nonsense and you want to dabble and put a toe in and just see what this is about, don't bother. When you're ready, just trust. Trust if you've listened to the show that this is, there's something real here. But it's going to take, you remember, your wealth can only grow to the extent you grow yourself. So it's a question of you growing you, but being in the right vehicle where you can grow wealth as well. With that being said, I've nagged you enough today. I've kicked you in the bum a little bit, but guess what? I love you and I'll see you on the other side.
That was kick-ass.